This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
2018 is still an incomplete picture. Maybe we have this conversation 5 or 6 months down the road and the answers are completely different. But from the list I've compiled so far, the answers that you've sent me both on Twitter and on Facebook and the phone calls that we've taken, we've got plenty of candidates for biggest surprise in sports in 2018. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Not sure this was a huge surprise, but manager Mike Matheny, relieved of his duties with the St. Louis Cardinals, six-plus seasons, and of course they made the postseason in each of his first 4 years, but had failed the last couple of years. And this is a guy who played for the Cardinals, was a gold glove catcher, and initially those were qualities, the leadership and the personality and the knowledge of the franchise and its fan base and the expectations that made him the right fit. Remember at the time that Mike Matheny took over for Tony La Russa, he was a surprise himself because he was a first-time manager, but he had the endorsement of La Russa, and he was a guy that the franchise felt really comfortable with. But there had been a lot of rumors that the locker room was, I mean, that's what always happens, right? The locker room is discontented, not happy, not a great place to be. Guys are sniping. That's what happens when you lose. But it's the manager and the coach that become the fall guys.
Haters gonna hate.
Most importantly, though, the Cardinals were not playing to the level at which fans expect, to the level at which that franchise is mostly accustomed to. And not consistent at all. And that's not something that the Cardinals are used to. Not too distant past, I called them the, maybe I did it the opposite way. I think I went back and forth and was interchangeable with this example, but I called them the San Antonio Spurs of Major League Baseball. Always relevant, never having this huge letdown, even when superstars change, when leadership changes, because the ownership down is committed to making this team a contender year after year after year. And they're steady and they're smart and they've got a winning tradition. And for the most part, that was the case with Mike Matheny until these last couple of seasons. And then, of course, you start to hear the talking, and guys aren't happy, and there could be a coup or a revolt in the locker room. Bill DeWitt is the one who announced this Mike Matheny move on Sunday.
You know, some places winning is just a winning record, or even 500 is acceptable. Players have a nice season, go home and get back to their families and so forth. But not in this city, not with this franchise, and not with this history.
The Cardinals chairman says it perfectly. Not here, not today. That's not what we do. We don't settle. We're not okay with showing up, earning the paycheck, and going home. We're not okay with finishing the race somewhere in the middle of the pack. We're not okay with getting through relatively unscathed. That's not what we do. We contend. We win. We push the envelope. We set the standard in Major League Baseball. We're leaders, not followers. except two seasons in a row without making the postseason, that's not something that the Cardinals are accustomed to.
Unfortunately, I think our club has not played up to its capabilities, and it was time for a fresh voice and some new leadership. And I think with Mike Schilt and our new coaches, we have an opportunity to move forward here as we begin the second half after today.
So Mike Schilt, the interim manager, don't know how that's going to play out. Here's the interesting thing. The Cardinals are above 500. They're 48 and 46. Now I know with the Cubs being the team sporting the best record overall in the National League, they've got a gap there. It's about 7.5 games. But how about this? Mike Matheny never had a losing season in his 6.5 years. Never had a losing season. Even now, he gets ousted with the team above 500. It's just that's not good enough in St. Louis. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Did I do it again? Did I do it twice? Did I do it three times?
I'm just like, I would take Matheny on my team.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. I mean, he's certainly a strong leader, as many catchers are. I often compare catchers to point guards and quarterbacks. They're very often an extension of the manager on the field. And so he was the guy who was used to being in charge, running the pitching staff and the voice that was very often, whether calming or pointing out instruction. I mean, he was perfectly suited for that role, even if it was a name that kind of came out of nowhere when he was hired. And they won a World Series championship with him as the manager, too. What does that sound like? The Joe Girardi situation, huh? Goodness. Both of them catchers. Both of them managing for their former teams. Both of them leading their franchise to another World Series title. And both of them getting fired because the expectations are so high. Now, in the case of the Yankees, Joe Girardi was coming off a season in which they just fell short of the World Series. Not the case for the Cardinals. So I can understand. It's a little odd at this point, but they wanted to go into the All-Star break, kind of fresh start, reset, come out of it after a few days away, and figure out if they can put together a run. Again, they're not out of it. The best record in the National League is in their same division. The Cubs have 55 wins, so do the Brewers, even though they've lost 6 in a row. What a weird way to go into the break. The Brewers had been on top of that NL Central and playing well, relying on a bunch of guys who were rookies or new guys, as well as some incredible pitching. But they lost their last 6 going into this All-Star break, including a 5-game sweep at the hands of the Pirates. When does that happen? Very rare. You don't get that very often. And Sunday's game was a final in 10 innings in which the Pirates just kept coming back and kept coming back and kept coming back. It was kind of crazy. But anyway, the Brewers and the Cubs have the same number of wins. Even though the Brewers just lost 6 games in a row, Cubs and Brewers both have 55 wins, and the Cardinals are only 7 wins shy of that. So with the National League all smooshed together, it's the complete opposite of the American League, where you've got the best and the worst and everything in between. The National League is a bunch of teams that are kind of smooshed together except for the Mets. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The Mets are the aberration. So you've got our phone number, 855-212-4227, Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then on our Facebook page, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So I want to get through some of your biggest surprises of 2018 that you've been sending on Twitter, because a lot of you have come up with some ideas that haven't even been mentioned yet, and I appreciate that for sure. We're talking just 2018. How about this tweet? Jacksonville Jaguars playing in the AFC Championship game, and he says, and I'm a Jags fan. Hashtag biggest surprise of 2018. Curtis says, doesn't think LeBron James going to the Lakers was really a big shock, even though I was thinking he would go to Philly. Yeah, that would have been a big shock. The Lakers, not so much. Philadelphia, humongous surprise. Thomas says it's a tie between the Las Vegas Golden Knights and the Boston Red Sox. Yeah, I mean, a lot of what I said about the St. Louis Cardinals could apply to the Boston Red Sox. In their more recent history, of course. They have very high expectations. Going back to the new ownership, and of course the Theo Epstein era before he moved on to Chicago. But they raised the bar in Boston. Now it's World Series or bust. Going back to, you know, the early 2000s, they finally snapped that drought in 2004. And so for them, same thing, John Farrell, getting the team to the playoffs, getting them the division title last year, and still he ends up getting fired. I mean, they're just different standards in some areas. So while 68 wins before the All-Star break is a record and it's ever happened before, the baseball schedule is a part of that. That is a surprise. I don't know that the Red Sox succeeding is, because they went out and got J.D. Martinez, one of the biggest free agents on the market. They pay buku bucks. They've loaded up their pitching staff. And we've seen, you know, these pitchers on their staff and in their rotation. I mean, Craig Kimbrell he's the best closer in the game. So they have a lot of the best, but they also have some guys who are coming through with career years that maybe you didn't expect, like a Mookie Betts. And I think the fact that Dustin Pedroia hasn't played all year, him being the holdout kind of like that previous era with the Red Sox where it was all drama all the time. I mean, that part to me stands out. But Alex Cora, as a first-year manager himself coming out of the Astros organization, all of it's fit together perfectly. Kevin says on Twitter, how about the miracle run of Croatia? A team with the population of South Carolina had the world's attention as an underdog, right? Croatia making it to its first ever World Cup final, losing to France on Sunday. But yeah, pretty fantastic. That's the kind of miracle run that a nation will soak in and bask in, and that will thrill those fans for another 4 years and give them hope moving forward. Let's see. Tom says a 16 seed beating a 1, but personally, my Saints snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. Hashtag who dat, referring to the Minneapolis miracle. Craig says Caitlin Osmond becoming the unexpected ladies figure skating world champion from the nation of Canada. What else? Rob, Eagles winning the Super Bowl. And then Bruce goes on to elaborate. How about a backup QB who nearly called it quits? Not only leads a team to a Super Bowl, but beats what many consider the greatest quarterback and coach combination of all time, and beats them with an MVP too. I'm interpreting tweets. I'm speaking tweet as I go. Derek says, hands down, without a doubt, was the Celtics playoff run minus Haywood. I'm going to assume that's autocorrect. Minus Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving and the emergence of Tatum and Rozier, as many counted them out when, oh, nope, it says Hayward again. I guess that's what he thinks his name is. Okay. I mean, I get names wrong, so I'll cop to it. I'm bad with names. He says, anyway, many counted them out when Hayward went down. They came together and proved their worth. And then Mike says, my biggest surprise, Atlanta has been taken over by MLS. Is that the most popular team at the new stadium? The stadium that will be hosting the Super Bowl in a few months? That's a bad look, Falcons fans. All right, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm the Atlanta Falcons guy.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Tua stepping back, loads up, looks long, throws, end zone,
touchdown,
Alabama, Devontae Smith, touchdown, Alabama, and the Crimson Tide has once again ascended to the top of the college football mountain, their fifth national championship in 9 years, their 17th overall.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That music gives me chills. College football, NFL, right around the corner, baby. We are, in fact, about 45 days away from the first game that counts in the NFL. I will make Chris count the number of days until the kickoff takes place in college football, but it's before that, so it's here. Training camps completely in full bloom by the end of July. So I am gone out of the country, as a matter of fact, until late on Saturday evening, July 28th. By the time I get back, all 32 NFL teams will be in the throes of training camp. It's here. It's almost here. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're asking you, through the first half of 2018, now that we're firmly into the dog days of summer, and yes, I did spell that with a Z, what's the biggest sports surprise? Not the biggest sports story, the biggest surprise. And can I tell you, I'm pleasantly surprised with all of you. It's mostly positive sports stories and not negative Nellies. The only real negative that I've seen so far is the Baltimore Orioles and how bad they are. But otherwise, it's been all sunshine and roses. And happy days are here again.
Georgia is crushed.
Thank you for weighing in, Jay Berman. Ben just stole my heart on Facebook. How has no one said the men's U.S. curling team winning gold? That's right. I mean, I think if you look back at the Pyeongchang Olympics, especially the first week or so, there were a lot of underwhelming results for Team USA. But we also had some moments to remember, like, now this wasn't necessarily a surprise, but the way that the women's gold medal game wrapped up with a shootout between the U.S. and Canada while we were on the air. Oh my gosh, that is one of my moments that I will never forget in my career. The shootout started as I opened my mouth the first hour of our show on a Sunday night into a Monday morning. It was incredible. We got to watch it live, and I couldn't even think or talk about anything else. But yes, also ending with the men winning gold in curling. First time ever. Boom! USA! USA! So thank you, Ben. Ben just stole my heart. On our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Twitter, A-Law Radio, Jacob says on Facebook, the Buffalo Bills snapping their playoff drought. Oh, just getting in under the wire in 2018, but the way it happened, too, with the Bengals coming back to stun the Ravens, who had the line on that last playoff spot in the AFC, and the Bills being, they were on the road in Miami, if I'm not mistaken. They were in a visiting locker room watching that late touchdown in the final minute by the Bengals, and they went crazy, that whole celebration. And for those of you who were listening intently, as you're supposed to do when I'm on the road during Super Bowl week, we had an opportunity, of course, to talk to a member of the Buffalo Bills. And so to get his perspective, in fact, I think we should tweet this link. For those of you who are needing some football, to get his perspective on what it was like to be in that locker room when the Bills realized. Now, they watched the touchdown. I think it was 48 seconds to go. They watched the touchdown, but then to see those final few seconds tick off the clock, and they are the last team in the NFL dragging their butts behind and everything to finally make the postseason in this century.
Touchdown, Buffalo!
Was amazing. Bills linebacker Lorenzo Alexander took us through that whole experience when he was on Super Bowl Radio Row with me at the Super Bowl. So to get him to talk about what's happening in the locker room as they're watching that moment, I mean, I'll never forget watching it, and I certainly won't ever forget Lorenzo talking about it in Minneapolis. If you haven't heard that interview, it's great. It's on our YouTube channel. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Chris is doing double time, as is Isaac. They're both coming up with some of the great play-by-play, some of the great audio from the first half of the year in sports. But Chris also did a quick check. Saturday, August 25th for college football. Are you sure there's no Thursday night game? Sometimes there's a Thursday game. Are you sure they're starting with Saturday? I just want to be positive and confident. I get it. It's end of August. It's usually earlier than the NFL. So that's the first game. No Thursday. That means college football is just over a month away. And the NFL is, what's the exact number? 44, 45 days? Can you please pull out the calendar and count them for me, Chris? Do you mind? Actually, I think the NFL every day tweets the number. Until the number of days until kicked off, till kickoff. Contando los días. All right, 855-212-4227. Let's take Chris, who's in Pennsylvania. What's the biggest surprise so far in 2018?
Well, so far, I don't really have one. You brought up the enigma, the anomaly, the just abhorrent New York Mets. So I'm going to pull out a crystal ball and say that the biggest shock to me in 2018 will be Jacob DeGrom winning the Cy Young with 10 wins.
That would be a surprise. Now, what happens if he changes teams and he's not still with the Mets?
He's not changing teams. The Mets aren't going to pull a Tom Seaver part two. There's no way that they screw this up again. So even if they mortgage their future to pay Jacob DeGrom for the next 5 to 10 years, they're not getting rid of him. I can't see it happening. We're just entirely too dumb.
Well, I'm going to give it a different perspective that ends up in the same place. I feel like with Brandon Nimmo and Jacob DeGrom, you've got two incredible pieces, not to mention Noah Syndergaard if he can stay healthy. But what DeGrom is doing this year, it makes him worthy of that ace title. And so why would you trade him? You already have an ace. He's in the prime of his career. He's got many more years to go. Aces are, they're getting a whole lot of money on the black market, the free agent market. So why get rid of the one that you've got? Now, the problem is if you can't get him to stay there, but they're not at that point yet, so they don't have to worry about it.
From your lips to God's ears, Amy.
That's right, Chris.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I do see some promising things coming out of this team. I think Rosario is starting to hit better and other things are starting to happen. But this is the New York Mets. And as a Mets and a Jets fan, I know how to lose with the best of them. So,
yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying about the Mets. And sometimes they're bonehead moves and you don't really understand them. But again, for them to trade away two pieces that they already know, young and going to be expensive, would be expensive on the free agent market, they're proven. That, to me, keeping these guys is way better than rolling the dice with, you know, some young guys they might get in a trade. I feel like you're trading young guys for young guys, and you already have the proven young guys in the building block, so why take a risk and roll the dice with some other young guys?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better than you just said it. That's why
you
make the big bucks.
That's a compliment. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Amy. I appreciate it.
855-212-4227. That's the phone number to reach us here at CBS Sports Radio. Let's see. Some of your surprises on Facebook and Twitter are not really surprises, but I guess I should be open-minded because it's all a matter of perspective, right? Maybe it was a surprise to you. And none of you are going negative Nancy. Negative Nick. I try to be equal opportunity negatives. Equal opportunity alliteration. It's not the best thing to happen in 2018. That's also a matter of perspective. It's the biggest surprise in sports. The thing that caught you off guard. Maybe you bet against this particular result, whether individual or team. It can be encapsulated in the emoji that Chris used. I love emojis, but they do not need to be this big. The emoji that Chris is using on Facebook to capture your attention so that you weigh in about the biggest surprises in sports so far in 2018. The thing is gigantic. It's like a fat head emoji. It's way too big. And so I like emojis. In fact, it's rare that I text now without an emoji. Even now and then in emails, I will use emojis as long as it's not a work situation. But this emoji is scaring me.
This is Boomer Esiason.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
High and deep to right field. This one is way out of here. That'll make a lot of people happy. It'll make Ozzie Albies happy because he's now got 19 homers.
Luke sets, delivers, and it's socked to center. Kolar on his horse, straight back to the wall, looks up, gone! Straight away center for Ozzie Albies. His second home run in the last two at-bats. This one's a two-run shot. And a little breathing room at SunTrust Park. It's 9-5 Braves.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
How about one of the cool surprises coming out of Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves? Ozzie Albies, a big reason why. At the break, 20 home runs, 55 RBI. Don Sutton with the calls there on the Braves Radio Network. But he's not the only one. How about Ronald Acuna? He's 20 years old. Or if we're going NL East and we're talking young guys, Juan Soto, 19 years old for the Washington Nationals. So this has been a pretty impressive start for the Braves, and we're past the midway point. Most of these teams now only have 63 games left to go. The way that the All-Star break was set up this year, it's a little bit later, plus the season started in March 29th. And so the 68 wins for the Boston Red Sox, while it's a record, it's a MLB record, it's also a little misleading because they've had more time from the start of the season. So it's not really the first half anymore. But for the Atlanta Braves, the way that they have challenged, they've climbed their way into that top spot in the NL East. They've challenged the powers that be in the Washington Nationals. Now, certainly the Nats have had another underwhelming stretch, and they continue to underperform when it comes to their expectations. They're just at 500 at the break. But for the Braves and the Phillies, who've gone through a major transformation over the last couple of years, to be right there at the top of the East and the Braves only a half game back, 10 games above 500 is fantastic. Right in the mix. Our phone lines are full. Holy cannoli. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Because this is a week in which we do hit the All-Star break, in which we get a breath from games. There's not very many dates on the calendar, the annual calendar, in which there are no games. Wednesday is that date. And don't send me something about how there's a CFL game going on. That's not what I'm talking about, and you know it. The British Open starts Thursday, and so you'll have Tiger Woods to chase around, as well as some of the other big names in golf. But the World Cup is done. Wimbledon's over. Baseball's on a breather. We're not yet to NFL games that count or college football games that count. Of course, we're still a couple of months away from training camp for hoops and hockey. What's the biggest surprise in sports so far in 2018? Good, bad, ugly, individual, team, from the planet Mars, whatever it is. I love the variety of answers on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Mr. Mack says, although it shouldn't be a shock considering who's involved, I'm flabbergasted over Terrell Owens essentially giving the finger, that's his term, not mine, giving the finger to the NFL and the Hall of Fame. Biggest shock thus far, by far. And how about the Hall of Fame responding by saying they won't even honor him?
You too.
Hall of Fame weekend, it's like he doesn't even exist. I don't know when the bust gets put up there in Canton, but he's not even going to be mentioned They're not even going to honor him at all.
Who?
Now, that was his choice, though. He decided he wanted to celebrate with family and friends. It's his college alma mater, right? High school or college. It's one school that he went to. See, that's how much it matters to me now that he's not going to be in Canton. I'm disappointed for him. Sometimes I want to shake him. Why can't you make smarter choices? 855-212-4227. Jack is listening in Toronto. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Amy.
Hey.
I'm 87 years old.
Hi.
You know, up here in Toronto, we haven't won a Stanley Cup since 67.
Okay.
And we signed John Tavares, and I'm so surprised. We all are.
Good. I'm glad. It's a nice surprise, the fact that he decided to leave the Islanders, the team that drafted him, and go home.
Yeah, that was a small part. He still had the Islanders. He still had Vegas was looking at him, and out there in California, there were a lot of pulls.
Sir.
Hey, I can hear me on
the
radio.
Yeah, I know. You're not
radio.
Supposed to be listening. You're 30 seconds back, so that's why it's confusing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, we're really looking forward to a big year in hockey in Toronto. We still consider Toronto the center of hockey.
Well, I'm pleased for you. I hope that Toronto is one of those stories that we're talking about another year down the road, like we are with the Capitals winning their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. And while it wouldn't be the first for Toronto, it certainly would be the first of an era in multiple
Since
generations.
1967.
I know. You said that. That's awesome.
Right.
Well, sir, I'm glad that you called. Thank you so much for reminding us about the Tavares signing.
Thank you, Amy, for taking my call.
Sure. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
I love it. And then he says, I can hear myself on the radio. How about that? Yes, that is how it works. Although there is a 30-second delay, so you're hearing yourself 30 seconds ago. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. 855-212-4227. Let's see. Let's talk to Chris in Richmond, Virginia. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Amy. So I'm going to be Negative Nancy. And
yes! I needed some Negative Nancy in my life, Chris.
My biggest surprise is the Washington Nationals. You just touched on it, you know, playing right around 500 ball. And more importantly, Bryce Harper. You know, he's in a contract year and the way he's playing. And the other day, you know, he ran down, he was jogging down a single and it turned into a double just because of his lackadaisical play.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's seeking a $400 million contract. And, you know, I don't hope they sign him for that. You know, I hope they trade him before the deadline. And that's my opinion.
You know, I thought when I saw that, I thought, what has happened to you, Bryce Harper? You were the guy that used to be so intense that a strikeout or a pitch that you felt like wasn't called the right way would send you into orbit. Remember his first year? He got so mad in the dugout that he slammed his bat into the dugout wall and it caromed back and hit him in the face.
Yeah,
I mean, this is
totally
a guy.
Agree.
Yeah, this is a guy who couldn't stand if there was anything less than 150 miles per hour and 110%. And then he's loafing it, and as you say, what should have been a double ends up as a single. His manager then calls him out, and he gets a talking to and an earful. And I thought, what has happened to you? What happened to you?
Yeah, and everybody always says, well, he sells tickets and all this and that. I'd much rather him take that 40 a year and go get a 20-10-10 guy or something like that.
I mean, he does have 23 home runs. He can still club the ball, but certainly it's the batting average has been brutal. And to have your agent come out and try to defend you, oh, it's not about the contract year. He's not distracted. I've even heard some people suggest that the Nationals should just offer him a contract, put it on the table so he has that off his mind as if that's what's holding him back. I mean, come on. He's batting 214. 214.
Yep.
Yikes.
Nope. Not a $400 million guy.
Not right now, no. Although somebody's still going to offer it to him. How much you want to bet?
Yeah, but I hope it's not the Nationals.
Oh, all right, Chris. I appreciate that. Thanks so much for your
Thank
call.
You. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
855-212-4227. Let's talk to London, who's in Sacramento. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, Amy, for having me on. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
As Californians here, pretty surprised about the Oakland A's keeping pace with some of the better teams in the league this year and playing well with them this year. Since Friday the 6th, they went on the road and beat the Cleveland the Cleveland Indians 2 games out of 3, mm-hmm. to Houston, won 3 games out of 4, and then beat the Giants in the Battle of the Bay 2 games out of 3. And if they were, depending on what division you put them in, they would be in the playoffs already. Obviously, they have work to do because they are in probably the toughest division in baseball right now.
I don't know about that, man. The Dodgers were 10 games under 500. Now they're 10 games above 500. So you can't automatically lock anyone into anything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
things change over the course of a year.
Stuff can happen, but like we're talking about it being a surprise. I mean, here in California, we're not used to the A's being this good. So I think it's a pretty big surprise. Everyone's pretty excited about it. So I think for me, that would have to be my biggest surprise of 2018 so far.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. Them being 13 games above 500 is fantastic. I mean, it's a team that you kind of gotten used to settling for mediocrity. And it's not the team. Okay, I guess I should rephrase. It's the franchise. It's the ownership, the issues with the stadium and everything else. It just feels like it's not a franchise that's committed to winning whatever it takes. And so they have had some playoff appearances in recent years. And in fact, that move to get John Lester and to be in the wild card, was it 2014?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Right, so before he went to the Cubs, I mean, that move was big. It was them chasing a couple of players that they felt like could make a difference. They lost to Kansas City. That was the year that the Royals ended up winning the World Series, right, or going to the World Series, and gosh, they all blend together. No, 15 was the Royals winning the World Series. They lost to the Giants the year before that. Okay, so anyway, that was the last time that the A's made the playoffs, and they did go out and they tried to make some moves. But generally, that's the aberration, not the norm. Them going out and getting guys as opposed to selling their guys off.
Yeah, like you said, like they're usually perennial mediocrity. So I think everyone's kind of like waiting to see, you know, what they're going to be buying coming up in the next few weeks, and hopefully it goes well for them. Thanks for the call, Amy. You have a great night.
Thanks, London. I appreciate it. Yeah, the American League is nutso, and you've got some teams that were they in different divisions, as London points out, their postseason prospects would be way up. Now, the A's aren't out of it by any stretch of the imagination. They're 8 games back of the Astros. They are now 3 games back only of the Mariners because of the Mariners' swoon just before the break here. They would have the best record in the National League right now. So you can't overlook what the A's are doing. And it's been a while for them. I mean, they did make the playoffs in 12, 13, and 14. And going back to those 12 and 13 seasons they lost to Detroit, those are the, you know, Justin Verlander's great years there. And then that crazy game against the Royals in the wild card in 2014. Before that, hadn't made the playoffs since 2006. Sadly, that was the year they got to the ALCS, but also lost to Detroit. So the Tigers have been the A's nemesis. Actually, I guess you could say the AL Central has been their nemesis over their last 4 playoff appearances. But generally, you associate the A's with mediocrity and the front office. I don't mean the team. I mean the front office, the ownership, they settle. The stadium is in dire need of repairs and upgrades or just a brand new facility altogether. It's not been a baseball-only stadium. And the idea that they're generally sellers at the deadline is one that's pretty common when it comes to the A's. But here they are. They're a team that is a contender, and I think quiet, too. Flying under the radar is nice. When you've got other teams in your division that are getting all the headlines like the Astros are in the AL West as the World Series champs, that's good. It's good for the Oakland A's because they can take care of their business and not worry about all the extra attention that can be a distraction. Tonight, Monday night, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, relive one of golf's greatest moments. Take a look back at Bob Tway's iconic bunker shot, the one in the 1986 PGA Championship on CBS Sports Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.